On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is hypnotized?
It's a story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
Welcome. On the Wake Up Radio, guys. This is The Hour. This is your hostess, Cindy. I want to thank Rob for holding down the boards. Check us out at www.onthewakeupradio.com. Subscribe to our YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. Well, not and, but iTunes and Stitcher at On the Wake Up Radio. Also, check out our Gas Chamber USA hat. Support us, please. Check out our free PDFs we have. Those of you who truly appreciate declassified documents along with reading material will be happy at our ever-growing selections, thanks to Brother Cam. Also, please donate. Y'all don't donate. And y'all just listening. Y'all just be ear hustling. But $2, $5, something. Support. If I was Kim Kardashian, I'd have millions, and she has millions already. So y'all don't need to send her no more money for her cream pie skin lotion shit, okay? Anyway, we have a wonderful guest today. His name is Crumb Snatcher, and he has an hour. Go ahead, Crumb Snatcher.
Peace, love, ashe, Islam, shalom, salat, rahubet, ubuntu, onichiwa, arigato, rahubet, namaste. Whatever the greeting is in your respective language, I am your brother Crumb. I want to thank the On the Wake Up Radio gods for shining their light on me and allowing me this time. I am gracious. I am humbled and appreciative. And I also wanted to give a shout out to On the Wake Up Radio. Please support them. Follow them wherever they're at, subscribe wherever they're at, and rock out with the family. And a special shout out to the goddess Cindy Ashby for doing her thing, putting me on. So now, with that said, family, I want to get right into it, family. I want to get right into it, because if anybody knows Crumb, you know I don't like to keep the people waiting. I don't hold no punches, and I'm not playing with the family. What I'm doing today, it's talking about integration. Oh, y'all mad at me? I already know the family mad, because we have a plethora of issues that are all surrounded around integration. And I was talking to the family because, you know, they was like, well, what you going to do your topic on when you get on the radio? And they was like, Crumb, I just saw your video on C-sections. I said, well, what did you think? And the brother goes in and he starts telling me what he thinks, so on and so forth. And then I said to him, I said, see, the thing that's our problem as a people is that we have integrated. So let me just start with the whole C-section thing. We so quick to sing kumbaya with the beats, with the tamahu, the pale skin nation, whatever you want to call them. We so quick to sing kumbaya with them, we have failed to identify our personal needs. So while him and I were talking about the C-section, it kind of changed towards giving birth and how you should, you know, not be on your back, you should be squatting, so on and so forth. Now, why do our women have a different set of needs than their women? Well, since we've integrated, now, okay, before I go into why you should not be giving birth like they giving birth, we have to understand Roe versus Wade. Brown versus Board of Education, Topeka, Kansas, 1954, when we were dealing with Thurgood Marshall. We integrated into their schools and integrated into their system. But Crum, isn't that what we wanted? Initially, that's what we thought we wanted. But let's put it into a way that can probably really illustrate my point. We the cats, they the dogs. And Brown versus Board of Education, 1954, Topeka, Kansas, with Thurgood Marshall, was the integration into the school system. So we're going to use the school system before I make my larger point. You done went into their school with your cat ass talking about how come ain't no cat nap in this school? How come for lunch ain't no meow mix at this school? How come at their school ain't no black history? Family, at what part of the game did you forget you integrated into their school system? Why would dogs be taking cat naps? You went to Rover Elementary looking for Black History Month. So then from there, you went into White Supremacy Memorial Hospital, thinking they're going to serve your specific needs. That's a white hospital, family. Why is that important, Crumb? Why can't we all just go to the same hospital? Well, let me tell you why, family. White people, this is why we should not be integrated. And if we do integrate, we're going to have to come back to the table a different way. But we can't come to the table kissing ass, because in that term, integration don't work. So now this is what we got. Our women have a natural arch in their back. They have an, okay, let me back up. Question, rhetorical question, because already, well, you probably don't know the answer. I assume you do. What's the biggest muscle in the body, family? On the Wake Up Radio sent me an email. They said, brother, you better have your facts together. You better have your facts. I got my facts together, family. What's the biggest muscle in the body? The gluteus maximus. The gluteus maximus. Next question. Who got the biggest gluteus maximus? Not no men. Not no Asian. Not no Indian. We not talking about Kim Kardashian. Not that fake shit. I'm talking about a gluteus maximus. I'm not talking about Botox. Ass injection. So now you're like, all right, come get to the point. Got you. No problem. What is the anatomy, gluteus maximus. Physiology, function. What is the function of the gluteus maximus? Go look it up, family. The function of the gluteus maximus is to support the torso. The function of the gluteus maximus is to support the torso and erect posture. The bigger the gluteus maximus, the more prominent that curve in her spine is going to be, the more stronger her posture is. Who is infamous? I'm going somewhere with this, family. All the family across the airwaves, I'm going somewhere with this. Follow me. Who is infamous for having a small gluteus maximus? To keep it 5,000, everybody but the melanated woman. You don't know the Asian women for having no big gluteus maximus. You don't know the Indian woman for having no big gluteus maximus. The Arab woman ain't banging in that facility. Especially, and shout out, I'm about to channel the goddamn spirit of Dr. Khalid Muhammad. They said, Crum, you better come with your facts. Oh, well, guess what? I'm about to channel the spirit of goddamn Dr. Khalid Muhammad on your ass. Dr. Khalid Muhammad did a song with Ice Cube. It was called Cave Bitch. Woo! The Holy Ghost is in here. Dr. Kareem Abdul Muhammad is in here. The Holy Ghost. He did a song with Ice Cube called Cave Bitch. And at the beginning of the song, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad does this spoken word where he calls the Tamahu, the cave beast, the pale-skinned nation woman. He says, I can't remember. I can't quote him. Bear with me. My apologies. But he goes in on how the Caucasian woman has no backside. It's flat as a flapjack. Why is this important, family? Because the smaller the gluteus maximus, the more poorer her posture is going to be. Dogs don't have fat asses, family. Why? Because dogs walk on all fours. Are you following me, family? Are you following me on the Wake Up Radio? Huh? The smaller her gluteus maximus, the weaker her posture. Now, we know that the beast, upon their conception in the carcass mouth, is called a troglodyte. And ain't no racism, family. Don't come up here, oh, Crum being racist. The troglodyte nigger on Wake Up Radio said, Crum, if you come on the platform, you better have your facts ready. All right, family, I got my facts ready. Go look up troglodyte nigger. It's a monkey indigenous to the Caucasus Mountains. The conception of the Caucasian is from the Caucasus Mountains along with the troglodyte nigger. And they were... You ever heard a white person call another white person a knuckle dragger? What they're saying is, upon their conception, they were walking on all fours. Well, what does it have to do with the hospital integration, Crump? So now, because they don't have a prominent curve in their back, they can lay on the table and have a baby. And your ass is integrated into the hospital. I'm going to have my baby laying on my back like a troglodyte nigger. Sis, you know why it's not good for you to do it, but it's okay for them to do it? Because they don't have a big gluteus maximus. They don't have a prominent curve in their spine. Crum, I had to have a C-section because I was in there for 21 hours laying on my back. Duh. You went to, with your cat ass, went into the dog school complaining about ain't no meow mix. Your cat ass went into the dog school looking for meow mix, looking for Friskies and Nine Lives. Somewhere along the way, you forgot that you integrated into white society. You went into an all-white school looking for a black curriculum. Huh? Didn't you do that? Didn't you do that, family? Somebody got to keep it 5,000 with me right now. Your ass integrated into a white society looking for something to represent you. So you went in that hospital, you tried to have a baby like a white woman, and it didn't work. Huh? You tried to have a baby like a cave beast, and it didn't work. Sis, you should not be integrating until you find self. All right, you know what? Screw the school system. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Screw the hospital. Let's go back into the school system. Yo ass looking for brat. Family, let's deal with integration. Why the hell you need a Black History Month in February? Why Black History Month got to be in February? Black History Month can be in October. Ain't no law saying when you can celebrate your history. with your integrated ass. Ain't no law saying when you can celebrate your history with your integrated ass. But you got to do it the cave beast way. You got to do it the troglodyte way. Crumb, I need permission from my master. If my master tell me when to celebrate myself, that's when I'm going to celebrate myself. God damn, family. We can celebrate Black history all year round. And if you know Crumb, you know what I'm about to say. Surprise! Surprise! You can celebrate Black history anytime your integrated ass want to. But you done integrated into their system, and the only time you feel comfortable celebrating and learning about yourself is when they tell you to. With your integrated ass. Huh? So then when I tell you, you need to take a step back from integration, segregate, find self, then go back in there. At that point, I don't need you to challenge me, family. So now, you know, because this is the thing about our people. Our people like to talk a lot of shit until you see what other people don't. They be like, Crumb, but we sold our brothers into slavery, Crumb. We sold our brothers. Bitch, do you know how many Jews was in the fucking Nazi regime? Do you know how many? Hold on, family. Hold on. Where my blood pressure pills at? God, where my blood pressure pills at? On the wake-up radio, about to give me a... This is about to be my first and my last. I'm about to have a stroke in this thing. Family, do you realize how many Jews participated in the Holocaust? Huh? Somebody in fucking radio land got to feel me on this one. But Crumb, our brothers and sisters sold our brothers and sisters into slavery. Go and tell the Jew that Jews were a part of the Holocaust. Okay? Hold on, man. I think the family want to tell me something. I don't know what I heard. I just want to check in with the On the Wake Up Radio guys. I want to check in with the On the Wake Up Radio guys before I move forward. Okay. On the Wake Up Radio guys have told me to move forward. Because y'all going to have me rain dancing in the drought. I only move forward when the guys tell me to. And the guys have said, okay, all right. So I'm good. So now, we need to look at another people before we can understand what we should be doing with ourselves. So now, let's look at how the Asians have integrated. Let's look at how the Arabs have integrated into the American society. Don't the Arabs come in the hood family? Don't the Asians come in the hood family? Don't they? Brothers and sisters, I feel like the principal from the movie Lean On Me, when he was on the rooftop. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you, boy? Don't you see the way the Asians come in? When the Asians come into our community and integrate amongst us, they work together. They keep their money amongst their people. Sure, the Arabs be in the hood with your nigga ass. But they speak their own language. They be amongst their own people. Every time I walk into the damn Chinese store, well, back in the day when I used to eat cat, Back in the day when I used to eat cat, I go into the Chinese store, they be having little Buddha in that bitch. With a little incense burning. They got their Asian language. They got their Asian God. They got Jackie Chan in the back cooking rice.
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was calling in. Is this the radio show?
Peace and love. Where you calling in from, sis?
I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Shout out to Rochester, New York in the building. Salute.
In the building.
All right.
Yes, it's pretty cold. Yeah, I wanted to comment. I'm a little bit past your what you were talking about, but it's on the same subject about the deliveries and, you know, going in the hospital, having the babies on your back and things of that nature.
That's right.
Okay, so basically, I just went through this with my daughter. She had twins last year, and in the hospital, we were telling them not only about the delivery, we wanted to keep the placentas attached to the babies. They would not allow us to. They literally forbid it. They told us the only way we could do it was getting a doula, which we could not afford to do. She was having the twins. It was just so much going on. Very expensive. She went out of work because of carpal tunnel, and she was driving. And the twins put a lot of pressure and stuff on her. So because of not being able to get the doula, they would not allow her to keep the placentas attached to the twins, which was the first big issue. The okay. second issue, when we went in, they told her she could not even keep the placenta. She said, well, I'm keeping the placentas. She said, I don't know. I might make a plan. I might, you know, do something with it, but I don't want you guys to have them. I want to take them home. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't take the placentas home, this, and that. I just want to say for people to know that you do have rights to your own body parts. You know, even when they tell you things a lot of times, with these doctors, they do a lot of things that they want to control you and, you know, try to make you think you don't have rights to certain things. But you definitely have rights to your body parts. So we definitely got on and we're like, listen, okay, we couldn't fight the keeping the placentas attached. My daughter was very saddened about that. So was I. But we did get the placenta. Finally, they said, oh, well, you can sign the document. Oh, I know we can sign the document because we want to take them anyway. You know, some kind of way. You know, so we did do that. At the time, because of that, you know what they did, right? They burst the second placenta because, of course, having twins, they had to induce her. She was so huge and everything was going on with complications. So they bust the placenta because they didn't want her to take it. And the same thing, like you were saying about the baby, she was like, well, Mom, I really don't want to be induced. I had the twins early. I'm trying to hold out. I said, well, let's try to hold out. She tried to hold out for like 3 weeks before, but, you know, just the heavy weight, and it was too much for her. But the same thing I was saying, you need to stand, you know, just the pressure alone. How can a baby move down a birth canal, land on your back, period? Even what you said makes so much sense, brother. I did not even think of that. But that makes so much sense because of our body structure. You're having that hump, so the baby trying to get over a hump, trying to get out.
That's right.
What kind of nonsense is that when you even think of it logically? It doesn't even make common sense. And when the child's coming down the canal, if you're standing and if you're stooping or you have something that you can like stoop over or like be in the water with the baby, of course it's going to come out either because the gravity in itself, that's nature.
If I could add value to what you're saying, because, you know, just to be transparent, I was talking about reasons why we should not integrate. But, you know, this is a very important topic as well, and I want to add value because that's just what I do. My grandma, she treat the doctor like the preacher. Whatever the doctor say is gospel. Now, I want to tell the family, because, you know, the reality is I work in the medical field. I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to share this with the family. I work in the medical field, and, you know, and just to give you a wider perspective, when I started as a volunteer, and they told me, they said, even if you volunteer, you have to take the same preliminary classes, everybody has, this is federal law, that everybody from the candy stripers to the volunteers to the doctors, everybody has to take it. And one thing they were talking about within this preliminary thing that we were doing was the doctor's death rate. So now, anybody in that hospital knows the doctor death rate. I don't care if it's the janitor. Walking that hospital, you have the right to ask that doctor how many people have died in your care in the last 6 months. And the doctor knows. Mm. He knows this because after every patient, he has to report this. This all gets reported to the board. He has to say, hey, you know, out of 100 patients, I've had 25 die in my care. By law. Now, this is my grandma. I'm not going to go ask them that. Come on, grandma, you're not going to go ask them that. There's this one doctor at my hospital. This one, every time he do a surgery, every single patient go to ICU. Every single patient go to ICU dealing with this one doctor. And grandma going to walk up in there talking about she's scared to ask how many people this man done killed. And you going to put your life in his hands? Our people are not asking questions. We don't stand up to, you know, and I want to give you a kudos. I want to give you kudos because, you know, I know it didn't work out as perfect as you wanted it to, but you had the gumption to stand up to these people. And you know, I've seen so many times where we are even just scared to stand up to them.
Brother, I have to tell you how deep it even got deeper than that. My daughter almost died after this. When they burst the placenta, there's certain procedures they're supposed to go through, you know, to make sure that everything's cleaned out, so on and so forth. She had a bulging in her stomach, and we told them about it. They did not check her. Oh, it's fine. She had twins. I said, no, her stomach should not be that big. We're organic. My daughter, you know, she ate well. She only gained about 28 pounds after, you know, getting fully pregnant and knowing she was twins. They expected her to gain so much. She ate organic, no meat, all of that. So we know that her stomach should have went way down. Oh, no. She had a hard spot in it. Come to find out, 2 weeks later, I go to my daughter's house to pick my one grandson up and get ready to take him to school, thank God, because she's laying in her bed in a pool of blood. She bled out almost every liter of blood in her body. 4 pints of blood my daughter lost in her body. They were sending people in to check on her that were like in training, doing their test questions. I had to literally go off on these people to make the doctor come see my daughter, and she had been bleeding since 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock. it was so horrible behind them, not just even all this could have been avoided had they followed a simple procedure, because I went and followed up. I'm a researcher myself. I went and followed up to see what, you know, when there's complications, you know, with twins, what causes hemorrhages, so on and so forth. And it says simply that overweight, when there's more than one pregnancy, anything with the bursting of the placenta, she had 3 of the things or more. There were like 7 different things. Those were the 3 major things. I'm sitting here like, are you serious? And I asked these people numerous times, do an ultrasound. Oh, she's fine. I said, are you sure? She shouldn't have this bulge. It shouldn't be hard here. Oh, no, she's fine. These people almost killed my baby. She had to have 3 surgeries within 2 days. She had to have the transfusions, which we're religiously, spiritually against, but she had to because my daughter wouldn't have been here. She had to have 3 transfusions. They had to keep putting blood and blood platelets and all this nonsense in my daughter to keep her alive with these 3 surgeries back to back. And mind you, I figured it out after looking at what they were doing with these surgeries, medical fraud. They do this with people to find if they can use the system to manipulate to get money. They're sitting there training the students because it's tied into this big hospital here. They're training the students and using minorities to practice on is the best thing that I can say. That's so right. I know that's a little off subject, brother, but all that kind of tied into, I just want, all that has to do with a genocide on our people. I'm sorry. And it's horrible. And I just wanted to definitely put that in there also.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate you. Shout out to Rochester, and shout out to your daughter and the new additions to the family. Congratulations on that. I'm glad to hear that you were able to be the matriarch that your family so badly needed, and the leadership that made sure that all was well. So I'm definitely happy to hear that. Thank you again for calling in for On the Wake Up Radio. We're actually going to use that as a segue, and we're going to go to break. Ra, could you take us out to break? Thank you for calling in again.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Peace, prosperity, and salutations. I am Yurima Karama, motivational speaker, artist, liberationist, and founder of The Unity Walk, a 501c3 charitable organization that is geared towards the liberation and unification of melanated communities around the country. Our next Unity Walk is taking place December 1st in New York at 1942 Amsterdam Avenue at 156th Street. So if you are in the New York City area, please come out for that. Again, this is towards the liberation and unification of black melanated communities around this country. Come out and be a part of history in the making. One.
Peace. I am your brother Crumb on the Wake Up Radio. If you have been following us so far, we've been talking about segregation. We've been, you know, because my caller had took us in that direction, talking more so about the medical field. But, you know, there are a plethora of reasons on why segregation may not be in our best interest at this particular point. But, you know, because the caller had took me down that rabbit hole, I wanted to go down there a little bit further. So why should we not be integrating in terms of medicine? I want to ask the family. Family, are y'all familiar with Henrietta Lacks? It was a melanated woman. Carbonated woman, a black woman, you know, an indigenous woman, whatever you want to call her. Her name was Henrietta Lacks, L-A-C-K-S. Now, Henrietta Lacks was a sister who had went to the doctor, and the doctor had turned mad scientists on her. They turned mad scientists on her. Now, they wrote a book about her called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. It's a red book, and she has a dress on. She's standing in there, black and white. And Oprah also did a little whatever on her, a biopic, I think is what they call it. Neither one of them did her justice, because really those were about the reporter that broke the story. Those novels were, well, not novels, but those stories were more so geared around the reporter who broke Henrietta Lacks' story. Nobody ever really gave her the proper attention she particularly deserved. So what happened was she went to the doctor for whatever reason, and then they pulled a sample of her cells. And her cells, when they pulled the sample, the cells were reproducing. Now, just to make sure that you know what I'm talking about, this is called mitosis. Mitosis is when cells replicate. You're going to see mitosis when an egg, a woman's egg, is stimulated by a man's sperm cell. So then it's one egg, then it splits in half to make two, then splits in half to make four, eight, 16, and then a trillion, and then eventually makes a whole person. So they took, now this was not her egg. They did not take her egg. They took just a regular sample of something that was inside her body, and it started replicating itself. Why should we not be integrating with these people? Because they have shown a propensity of a lack of moral judgment. When they can, they be like, oh, well, you know, they took advantage of us during slavery, and this, no family. It wasn't just slavery. They took this woman's cells and created a whole damn business around it called designer drugs. Every time you see, you turn on the TV, oh, new drug, this and that. You know, it'll cure this and it'll help with that. Well, no, they never say cure anything. It'll help with this, it'll help with that. That's all right now. This happened, in like the 40s, 50s? from then till now, that woman's sales are still replicating, and they're still using her stuff to make I'm sorry. This is not a $1,000 million. This is a billion, trillion-dollar industry. Big pharma. Trillion-dollar industry. All off the backs of our people. We have had the best of us taken to serve them. So why should we not be integrating just yet? I'm not saying don't integrate. I'm not saying don't integrate. Family, they're here. We have to work with the people around us. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. They're here. We have to work with them. We have to work beside them. They live in our communities. You know, it's a full alien invasion. I don't know why you think they call them colonizers, but they've colonized the whole goddamn planet. And when you look at a colonizer, you know, this is equivalent to an alien invasion. They've come in and they've invaded all four corners of the earth, and they have sewn themselves into the fabric of our world. Hold on, family. I just want to make sure this isn't. Oh no. Okay. I thought it was the gods of On the Wake Up Radio reaching out to me, try to give me a sign. I feel like Moses at a burning bush. If the gods come and give me a sign, then I will deliver it to the people. So now, they've taken the best of us to serve the best of them. And why we can't integrate is because we have not set up a proper institution to protect our things. You won't see them go and manipulate the Asian culture. Hell, you won't even see them go and manipulate the Mexican culture. But they manipulate your culture. Tell me the last biggest white person to make Mexican Spanish music and get the support of the whole goddamn Mexican community. Tell me the last European, Tamahu, Cave Beast, Pale Skin Nation, to go in the Mexican community and make a song and get the support of every Mexican out there. You can't name them. I can't name them. The Mexicans can't name them. Because the Mexicans protect their institutions. Tell me the last Asian store that sold Chinese food ran by Europeans. Because if a European moved his lily white ass down to Chinatown, opened up an Asian spot, wouldn't no Asians go in there and support the goddamn business? We are not ready for integration because we have not learned how to protect our interests. Before I got to the medical field, I was in the financial field. I was working at one of the biggest banks in America. And the bank, had, there was stiff competition, and another bank was offering signing bonuses. So they said, a part of me working for the bank, I had to sign a contract where I couldn't work for another bank for 6 months. And in addition to that, any proprietary information I could not share with another bank. I'm like, why can't I work for another bank for 6 months after I work from here? They said, conflict of interest. But in our community, we have no understanding of a conflict of interest. That is something that doesn't resonate through the corridors of our community. You cannot open up a Chinese shop in Chinatown and get the support of their community, because they will consider that a conflict of interest. You cannot come out with a Latino jam in Mexico and get the support of the Mexicans, because they consider that a conflict of interest. You are not going to take, manipulate our culture. We're just not going to support that. But then y'all sitting here, y'all going to let them take that woman's cells. They're called HeLa cells. They took Henrietta Lacks' cells and formed a $1 trillion business on it. Your ass didn't see one red Abraham Lincoln. And your ass high as a giant. High as a giant off every pill they pop. I'm sorry, every pill they sell is a pill you pop. And they formed that off your mama back, literally. They formed that institution, that industry, that multi-trillion dollar business off your mama back. And you supported it. You not ready for integration. It is best that you segregate, get your mind right, have a little bit of self-respect and dignity, and take back your righteous mind. I feel like goddamn Denzel Washington in The Great Debate when he had faced off with that boy on stage. He got up in that boy's face like, I'm going to help you get your righteous mind back, son. We ain't got our mind right. At the beginning of the segment, I made a little illustration, Brown versus Board of Education, Topeka, Kansas, 1954, with the attorney Thurgood Marshall. When that was the landmark case that led to our integration. And ever since then, we've been trying to fit in. You never brought nothing to the table, family. You never brought your own God to the table. You never brought your own language to the table. You never brought your own culture to the table. And whatever you brought to the table was considered scraps, and you were glad for them to have it. So they took your little culture. They took your little music. And they manipulated it in the worst way. They bastardized it. Hold on, family. Hold on, family. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Let me try to get. I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard the train behind me. But they took your stuff and they bastardized it. So, you know, with that said, family, I'm not coming to you as a racist. I'm not coming to you saying we should kill anybody or hurt anybody or you know, you don't that person can't be your best friend, or you know, they can't be your neighbor anymore. No, family, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we have some fundamental issues that are going to stop and prohibit us from being successful at integrating. Because the Asians have integrated successfully. The Arabs have integrated. Hell, family. The goddamn Mexicans have integrated and had more success than your ass. The damn Mexicans have integrated and had more success than when Barack Obama was president. His ass was working for the greater good of the Mexicans. Of the Mexican initiative. Barack Obama was working for the greater good of the Mexican agenda. We call them the dreamers. They even got a little cute little name. The goddamn dreamers. Well, if they the dreamers, then we must be the sleepers. Huh? Huh? If they the dreamers, we must be the sleepers. Your ass can't even get a political agenda with a goddamn black president. Goddamn, family. Your ass can't even get your political agendas and initiatives acknowledged with a black president. If that don't tell your ass that we need to segregate. The Mexicans made a black president acknowledge their a political agenda and ignore the people that look like him, their agenda. if God, come on, family. Quit your integrating ass. You done integrated the Mexican right on above your ass. I'm not saying you better than a Mexican or the Mexicans are not are beneath us. But on the Wake Up Radio, they said, Crumb, you better come with your facts before you come up here. I got some facts for your ass, family. I got another master teacher that I would like to quote. The master teacher's name is, give me 2 seconds. It's going to come to me. He wrote the book Powernomics. I can't think of his name, but you know who I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm going to tell you what he said. But I got less than 5 minutes. If we have a caller, if there are any more callers, I want to make some time for another caller to come on. At least one more caller to come on. I don't want to, you know, talk y'all to death. If somebody wants to call in, please, you know, be my guest. But while we waiting for the family to call in, if they choose to, I want to talk about the author of the book, Powernomics. Now, the author had said, if you think black lives don't matter now, I tried to Google it, but it's not going to let me do it. I tried to cheat real quick. If you think black lives don't matter right now with you as second-class citizens, once they figure out this whole immigration thing and Mexicans get their citizenship and they are fully integrated into the fabric of American society, did you think black lives don't matter now? Let me give you an example while we wait for another caller to get on the line. You're the second-class citizen now, and they not citizens at all. But once this immigration thing gets figured out, and I want to close on this if there are no more callers. If there's no more callers on the line, I'm going to close on this one. Once that immigration thing gets figured out and they integrate into American society, it's going to be like the new girlfriend. You the girlfriend now because America is horny. And America want a little tail at the end of the night. But once they fix this immigration thing, the Mexicans will be the new girlfriend. And you will no longer be the second-class citizen, whiny-ass, mad baby mama. You're going to be a third-class and fourth-class citizen. And if you think... It could be because the Mexicans will fully integrate. Now, this comes from the author of the book, Powernomics, and I'm going to tell you his name in just a moment. But he said, when Mexicans become the new second-class citizens, you will be the third and fourth-class citizens. And if you think black lives don't matter as second-class citizens, black lives really won't matter as third and fourth class citizens. This will be equivalent to not no random police shooting. Bitch, your ass going to the gas chamber wholesale, nigga. Y'all going to the gas chamber wholesale with your integrating ass. So with that said, family, verily, I say unto thee, brothers and sisters, you better really take a hard look at this integration thing. Really take a hard look at it. Because in a very short period of time, you may not have the luxury of a second-class citizen. Y'all be up in there going to these damn, little black boy went to the mall with a hoodie on. You going to that white man's store to spend your money with him? and he locked your nigga ass up as a third class citizen, as a fourth class citizen, you go in there, you give him your money, and he shoots you in the back of the head on the way out. They not even gonna bury your ass going in the back. They gonna put your ass in a Walmart bag, throw you in the back, in the dumpster. I can't think of the brother's name who wrote the book Powernomics. My apologies. But with that said, I want to give a shout out to On the Wake Up Radio. My name is Crumb Snatcher. You can find me on Facebook, Crumb Snatcher. Find me on YouTube, Crumb Snatcher. You can find me on Instagram, Crumb_Snatcher_. But most of all, family, you can find me on the Wake Up Radio. Please, please, please donate, because these people are giving a portion of their lives, and time is money. They're giving their time. So please support On the Wake Up Radio. I want to give a gracious thank you to the On the Wake Up Radio gods and goddesses for having me on and being so gracious to me. I want to thank everybody. So with that said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And thank you.
Thank you, Brother Crumb. Actually, you had an internet question. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to answer this. It says, "Peace, Crumb. When we had Black Wall Street, they burned it to the ground. How can we open anything if we will be left with nothing but ashes at the end of it?"
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to be honest. We're dealing with a monster. So before we can build something, we have to destroy the monster. Yes, we need to build our own stores and have that ready. But first, we got to destroy the monster. So what does that mean? America was built on our back. If we stop buying from Walmart, if we stop buying McDonald's, if we do not shop and buy no more Christmas presents in 2018, this will cripple them. If we stop going to work, if every last one of us say, you know what, we're not going to work tomorrow. Don't you know that our work, bitch, the Mexicans don't pay taxes. Donald Trump don't pay taxes. We pay them people to shoot us. Where they get the money for those bullets from? From your ass working to push the white supremacy machine forward. If we stop working in a plantation, the slave master will go broke, period. Once he goes broke, we need to have something prepared. But we must first kill the beast. We must kill the beast. That means, and you keep, this is chess, not checkers. You're not going to go in no goddamn police station with a gun, family. This is chess, not checkers. You're going to have to be a little bit more strategic about this. Get your ass out of Walmart. Get your ass out of McDonald's. Stop buying this fucking Black Friday sales. Starve the beast. This is the art of the war. I'm going to end it here. The art of war. We have to look at Napoleon versus the Russians. At the Battle of Waterloo, the Russians knew Napoleon was a beast. They said we cannot beat him militarily. So when the Russians found out that Napoleon was one day away, they ate all the food. And what they could not eat, they burned it and they moved to the next city. Then they got to the next city, ate all the food. When they found out Napoleon was one day away, they burned everything, moved to the next city. By the time Napoleon got his white ass, his French ass, over up to Waterloo, he lost two out of every three soldiers, and the Russians beat his lily white ass. They starved the beast before they attacked it. Starve them, family. Stop feeding the beast your money. Stop feeding the beast the best of your community. Don't buy his food. Don't buy his clothes. Don't buy his burgers. Don't support nothing from him. And then when he's starving and he ain't got a bullet in his name, can build up your own community. And he'll be too weak to defeat you at that point. Napoleon versus the Russians, Battle of Waterloo, the art of war. There you have it, family. There you have it.
Thank you, Brother Cross. You're so passionate. And don't forget that in about, I believe, anywhere between 13 to 15 states, especially in New York, used because of the Holocaust era law that was passed after Reagan, they don't pay any federal income or state tax. They get $300,000 throughout the year, and that's just the average. A lady had $5 million in her bank account. She wanted free Medicaid. She wanted free housing. You know they look at your account. They said to her, she said, oh, well, I deserve this free stuff. They said, well, how? You got $5 million. She said, that ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Mind you, it's taxpayers' money. And so here we got it where even though slavery happened here, they're worried about some, I'm going to say it, some fictitious Holocaust hoax. That's what I call it. And basically, you got people winning. They're here and they're just winning. And the people that built it don't even get no love back. But thank you, Brother Crumb. Everyone, listen, this Sunday we have Powdered Water, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. with our Jackson. We are the PSYOP. At 9 to 9:30, we have a new show called Make Me Free, host Joel Saige. 9:30 to 11:30, we have On the Wake Up with Brother John and Brother Cam. Monday is Event Horizon with KB and Ray. Tuesday is the Morning Star Show with Super Sly. And then Thursday, back with the hour. Next up is for the Black of It. I love y'all.